against divisive statements. Lopez urges government to upgrade salaries for over 22,000 qualified teachers by 2026. And in international news, Pentagon fires intelligence agency chief after Iran attack assessment.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the church to play an active role in fostering unity and social responsibility by speaking out against divisive statements and the abuse of others, particularly on social media platforms. Speaking during the 120th anniversary celebrations of the Baptist Church's existence in Pongwe District on the Copper Belt, President Hichilema has emphasized the moral influence the church holds in shaping societal values. He has further urged the church to encourage greater participation of young people and women in governance and national development, noting that inclusive leadership is essential for sustained progress. President Hichilema has urged the church to continue offering guidance to those in leadership, including those in government, wherever it is needed.
The church must speak against divisiveness in our society. The church must continue to speak against abuse of others through media such as social media. The church must continue to breed, to bring into the fold of leadership the youth and women. And we look up to the church to continue advising we who are in public service, in government, central government, local government. We look up to the church to continue giving us counsel wherever it's needed.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia has called on government to upgrade the salaries of more than 22,000 teachers who have attained higher academic qualifications, saying this should be done before the end of 2026. Speaking at a press briefing, NOPES Executive President Victor Muyomba has expressed concern that many teachers who have pursued further studies continue to receive salaries that do not reflect their improved academic credentials. Mr. Muyomba has also emphasized the urgent need to enhance the overall conditions of service for educators, citing the rising cost of living and increasing financial pressures faced by teachers. Despite these concerns, Mr. Muyomba has commended the UPND administration for its notable achievements in the education sector. Mr. Muyomba has rated the performance of the UPND administration at 95% from 2021 to date.
As a union, we are going to be more than happy to see the number of the upgraded teachers, which is now standing at 22,000, being upgraded even before the end of 2026. We have agreed with the Minister of Education what to touch on, even as a union, in order to address this particular issue. We have seen our members that have furthered their education, using their sweat, using their resources, continue wallowing in poverty.
The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops has expressed concern over the increasing levels of pollution and environmental degradation across the country. In a pastoral statement issued in Lusaka, the bishops have expressed disappointment that communities continue to suffer at the hands of businesses and political interests that fail to prioritize human dignity in the pursuit of national development. They have criticized the government's casual response to what they described as a matter of life and death, attributing the ongoing crisis to a lack of effective oversight, enforcement, and accountability. The bishops have also condemned reports of miners being killed by armed security personnel while attempting to access mining areas targeted by both foreign and local interests, describing the killings as a grave and unacceptable violation of human dignity. Kanchivia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called on government to urgently intervene in the reported exploitation of Zambian workers by 15 MCC, the main contracting company for Luansha Copper Mine. Mr. Chanda's expressed concern over the treatment of workers and called for decisive action to prevent foreign investors from profiting off Zambia's natural resources while violating the rights and dignity of local employees. He has revealed that workers are subjected to inhumane schedules, leaving their homes as early as 0430 hours and returning around 23 hours for a salary of only 7,000 kwacha. Mr. Chanda has described this as a mockery, particularly considering that 15 MCC is responsible for nearly 90% of the mine's copper production.
We therefore call the government of the Republic of Zambia, through the Minister of Labour and Social Security, the Minister of Mines and all relevant agencies to urgently intervene. We cannot continue allowing foreign investors to profit from our natural resources while trampling on the dignity and rights of the Zambian workers. Zambia's wealth was not built on the suffering and exploitation of our people. Workers deserve living wages, safe conditions, job security and respect.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Consumer Association has urged government to take a more collaborative and supportive stance in regulating the manufacturing sector. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala has emphasized the importance of direct engagement between government authorities and industry stakeholders to develop balanced, effective solutions to ongoing challenges. Mr. Sakala has criticized current policy and enforcement strategies, stating that they are inadequate, particularly in addressing issues related to taxation and regulatory pressure. He has since called on governments to review and implement reforms aimed at easing the burden on manufacturers, which he believes would contribute to market stability.
When we try to talk around the table and see what's happening, because you see, there are times when we say we're engaging the manufacturers, when you just call one or two people who you know to say, I've talked to them, that becomes unfair. Try to talk to the real people who are directly involved in this, meaning that if it's a manufacturer, particular manufacturers, let's try to call them and let's just call in one representative who's got his own interest. I think that does not work well. As much as we have representative of the nation, but there are times when those do not deliver the information as it is.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired the Pentagon's intelligence agency chief just weeks after a White House rebuke of a report assessing the impact of American strikes on Iran, U.S. media reports. Reports suggest that Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. Two other senior military commanders have also been ousted by the Pentagon. The Defense Department has not offered any immediate explanation on the firings. The BBC has more.
South Africa is reported to be investigating claims that hundreds of its young women have been recruited to build and maintain military drones in Russia under harsh conditions. Non-governmental agencies in Nigeria, Zambia and Senegal have also expressed concern. India has denied accusations that it's funding Russia's war in Ukraine after the US announced tariffs on Delhi for buying oil from Moscow. The Indian foreign minister said India would continue its trade relations with Russia for reasons he described as strategic autonomy. A 25% tariff on Indian imports has already come into effect. South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung has called for closer cooperation with Japan at a summit in Tokyo. The meeting breaks with tradition for a new South Korean leader who would usually visit Washington first. Palestinian media say at least 19 people have been killed by Israeli strikes on a camp for displaced people in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis. Other strikes were reported in central and northern Gaza, while the Israeli military is continuing its offensive on Gaza City.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
The Zambian Premier League has signed a five-year broadcasting partnership with Topstar Communications Limited, valued at $1 million United States dollars per season, with an additional 960,000 kwacha committed to sponsoring the ZP.